It's Friday with Richard, and with me is Padre David Tom, who's the Padre at Deep Cut. David, how are you?
I'm fine. How about yourself? It's been a while since I've been in. It's,
yeah, last time you were Scott. Now you're Deep Cut. What's going on?
All change, yeah. It's one of those things, I guess.
Now, I don't know whether it's an age thing or whether it happens to a lot of people. I quite often bump into people in the streets that they say hello to me. Hello, Richard, how are you? And I got sort of, I'm fine. How are you? And I walk away going, who was that? And it takes me a while to suddenly, oh, yeah, that's who it was.
Very much so. It's certainly a danger of the job. The number of times I'm talking to somebody and I think, I know you, and I should know you. Who are you? But obviously I can't admit that to them. But names are an important thing. I was thinking about that this morning. I was thinking there was once a burglar who broke into a house one night, and he was shining his torch on the floor in the dark, and suddenly he heard a voice. And the voice said, Jesus is watching you. And the burglar looked around nervously, shook his head and kept looking for valuables. Again, out of nowhere, he heard, Jesus is watching you. This time he shone his light all over, and he discovered in the corner, standing on its perch, a parrot. And the burglar asked, did you see that? The parrot admitted that it had. The parrot said, I'm just trying to warn you, that's all. And the burglar said, warn me, huh? Who are you? What's your name? Moses, said the parrot. Well, that's an unusual name for a parrot. Who on earth would name a parrot Moses? The bird thought for a moment and said, well, I don't know, but I guess the same folks who would name a Rottweiler Jesus. As any church that's suffered me as their minister will attest to, I spend a great deal of time talking about the importance of names in the Bible. And if we had far more time than we do today, I would bore you senseless with an overly long sermon on just that point. But whilst we don't have that time today, we do have time to think about the name we want for the army we serve, for the individual units and regiments to which we belong. We want them to be known as the best at what we do, and the army we serve is the best in the world. So it's always worth stopping, taking a moment to ask ourselves seriously ask ourselves, if we really are being the best we can be, are we truly worthy of the good name we want for our regiments and our units? Because that good name has been hard earned and hard won, but it's very easily lost.